Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday morning. Tuesday, June the 20th, 2023, 12 minutes past the hour. Nearly 70 degrees already here in Marion, 69 degrees and mostly sunny skies. I believe this is the warmest morning we have had possibly all spring, and today is the last day of spring. Now, thanks to our friend Ryan here this morning, we learned that summer will come tomorrow morning at 10:58 a.m. So it will come on June 21st, the longest day of the year, longest day of daylight hours. Summer comes tomorrow, as soon as this show is over, at 10:58 a.m. And Ryan, we thank you for that information. Now, you know, it just goes to show you, this morning I said that information file here was empty, and we ended up having a great conversation, and now we're number one, about tattoos and plastic surgery, which I think is fascinating. So if anybody has anything they'd like to add, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Now, here is what we need to clear up right off the bat. Now, we talked to Ryan in our number one, and he was talking, he made some very interesting points this morning, that his grandfather had gotten a tattoo of a woman's name on his arm and then ended up marrying his grandmother. So his grandmother had to look at this woman's name for the rest of her life. And I'm sure she didn't like it. So there's a number one reason not to get a tattoo. And then Ryan himself admitted that 25 years ago he got a tattoo, and now he doesn't really... He wishes he had not gotten that tattoo. So that's interesting. Then we were chatting here with Abby online, and she admitted to getting a tattoo on her rib cage I don't think she said what it was, but it's in symbolization of her kids. Now, this is interesting because I guess you just see your ribs every morning. So, you know, it's okay. I'm not saying anything negative about this, but you know, is it because it's close to where the babies were? You know, I don't know. It's an interesting thing to me. And what this all leads back to is that we believe, now this is not a scientific study, that 80% of people in society now have tattoos. Now, what is that all about, psychologically? And again, I'm not being negative here, but I believe all people who have tattoos have something psychologically going on in their head wrong. Now, it's not like a Jeffrey Dahmer type of I'm going to kill somebody type of thing. I just think there's something that there's a need, there's a want that caused them to do that. And I'm not sure what it is. If anybody has any thoughts on this, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And as I said in our number one, I was with a girl last week, and she out of the blue said, you need to get a tattoo. And I'm telling you, it just ain't going to happen. I don't want to be part of the 80%. I like being the minority. Because once you do it, you can't go back. And frankly, it wouldn't work for me. I wouldn't know what to do, wouldn't know where to get it, wouldn't have any idea. Now, the other subject this morning is plastic surgery. Because there was an article last week in a publication that I was reading that said Gen Z, the kids now, are telling everybody that they are getting plastic surgery. Now, this also related back to Abby and Michelle, because they're in their 40s, extremely late 40s, and they one day showed up at the studio with puffy faces. And I could not figure out why they had puffy faces. So I said, well, what's wrong with your face? And by the way, that can be taken as a knock in several ways. They had went out and got Botox. Now, this again, them not being older women, because in the older days, you know, women over 70 would not talk about this. But now kids and middle-aged adults talk about it. And I'm not sure. See, I don't know, because if you tell somebody to get plastic surgery, doesn't that kind of defeat the purpose? They can say, wow, you look good because you got plastic surgery. Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's the right thing to do or not. I think it's kind of funny. 740-751-4038. And then we had a conversation with Mary this morning about plastic surgery or Botox not being considered plastic surgery because there's no cutting involved. Now, I don't know. I still think it's, well, I guess, could we call it cosmetic surgery, plastic surgery? I don't know. But certainly Botox, we'd have to consider an enhancement in your looks in some way. Now, I know some people take it for migraines now. Now, I don't know. I don't know if it works or not. I don't know if it makes you look younger or not. I will say this. We had a couple people on the show a couple months ago who were dealing in skin. And they looked at my skin and they said, what have I done to preserve my skin? Now, for some reason, apparently my skin is in good shape. Hasn't went south yet. Now, first of all, I'm not terribly old. You know, maybe it'll come with age. I don't know. But, good, I guess, that I have good skin. In any event, well, see, I haven't got tattoos and I haven't shot Botox in my face. So that's what has preserved the skin. All right. Does anybody have anything to say about any of this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on what drives people to get tattoos or why they have them and plastic surgery? Is it becoming more common? Certainly more common that people are talking about it than used to be. So there you go. Those are the two topics that are left over from hour number one, 740-751-4038. Now again, I learned this morning, I brought back up the idea that Pat Sajak will be retiring as host of Wheel of Fortune after 41 years in the fall of 2024, I believe. Now, the article I saw this morning said that possibly Sherry Shepherd, who was on The View and I think has her own little talk show now, or Ryan Seacrest, who we definitely don't want, could be replacing Pat Sajak. Now, we just don't need them. Sherry Shepherd's already got her own talk show, and Ryan Seacrest, we're sick of him. He's been on too many things. He's been on the Live with Kelly and Ryan show. We don't need that. He does his own little radio show, American Idol. You know, he's all over the place. He does the New Year's Eve thing. We don't need anything else with Ryan Seacrest in it. So, once again, I'm offering these people out in California. I'll come host this thing, and I will bring Mary Ellen Withrow, and she will sign the checks at the end of the show with the Guinness Book of World Records signature, and I will find a new letter turner. Now, the person's got to know the alphabet, and they have to be able to not respond to me when I'm talking, because you know you can't have a back and forth when the person's turning the letters. When somebody buys a vowel, they have to be able to buy a vowel. So, those are the qualifications. That's how it goes. And those are the topics this morning. And there was some thought given to would I have to leave this show to go do that. And I don't think I would, because I can do this show in the morning, and then I can go do Wheel of Fortune in the afternoon. It's only a half-hour show. I'm sure I could rip that off right in the afternoon, and I'll bring Golden Voice Ted Williams as my announcer. So I think that really sweetens the pot. All right, anything on anybody's mind this morning besides the things that we've talked about or anything else? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. There are a lot of topics on the table for this morning. From tattoos, you see them every time you go out. Plastic surgery, hearing more about this, certainly. Wheel of Fortune, what's going to happen there? Summer, coming tomorrow, 10:58 a.m. Has anybody listening ever gotten a tattoo and regretted it? Or have you gotten one and think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread? I don't know. I think it's all, you know, really relative in the end. But that's how the ball bounces here on the show this morning. Now, there was something else I wanted to talk about this morning, because we haven't brought this up in a while. And it went back in my brain last week when FOP put up $2,500 for tips leading to the return of, people who destroyed the park. McKinley, what was the park? Can't remember the name of the park now. I don't have it in front of me. But did damage to the playground at the park. Now, it brings me back to the Harding dog collar. Because, you know, we had a $1,000 reward here. Then we had a $5,000 reward. And then we had Prosecutor Ray Grogan come on and said there would be no charges. And then we had Chief McDonald come on and said there would be no charges if the dog collar was returned. So basically, at this point, you could be the person who stole that dog collar more than 10 years ago, and you won't face any charges, and you would collect a pretty good chunk of change. Now, why can we not get this thing returned? What is the problem? And what could we do to help along seeing this thing returned? This prized piece of memorabilia here in Marion, Laddie Boy's dog collar. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Because there has to be a way to get this thing back. Because I don't believe it was destroyed. I really don't even believe it was done on purpose. I honestly think somebody took it as a prank. And I think for a long time they've just been fearful to return this thing. But there should be no fear now, because not only will you get money, you will not be prosecuted by anybody, the county prosecutor or the police department. You won't be charged with anything, and you won't be prosecuted. So why are we not seeing the return of the Harding dog collar? Laddie Boy's dog collar. Very historic thing here in Marion. Does anybody have any thoughts on that one? That's another thing we've got floating around here on the morning show. Haven't talked about it in a while, but glad to bring that back up here this morning. Maybe it'll rekindle some interest in the long-lost dog collar. 25 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Any thoughts out there? 740-751-4038. There's something going on with that collar. I don't know what it is that somebody does not want to return it. Who would you show it to? What are you going to do with it? You know, are you just going to keep it in your house for the next 40, 50 years? And you know what? Maybe the person who took it has already went on to their reward, has passed away. And if that happened, well, maybe people just don't know what they have at this particular point, I guess.
Go ahead, caller.
I think the dog collar is probably a lost cause now. Because of all the reasons that you just said. I mean, if somebody has it, there's really no reason to keep it. There's more incentives to turn it in. So I'm afraid it's been lost or destroyed years and years ago before anybody really realized how important it was for history and stuff and for the museum.
Well, you know, something that's interesting to me about the whole story is things that have been stolen before, it took 30 years to get a lot of things back. And this dog collar story really has only been going on 11 years. It's only been gone 11 years. And what I think might have happened is I think the person who stole it as a prank. And maybe they have died since then. Maybe they have, you know, something like that has happened. And it's in a safety deposit box or it's in a jewelry box. And maybe somebody has no idea even what it is.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, why I think it's a lost cause, because it's something like that the person is gone now, and he's never bothered to tell anybody about it, and so it has just been lost, passed around, or just maybe, you know, they may have cleaned out his estate, and it was in a junk pile somewhere, so that's why I'm afraid it's a lost cause.
I'll tell you, the only thing that I can think of, and what I relate it to, is the Carrie Phillips love letters. Because President Harding died in 1923. Now, these letters would have been written prior to 1923. Now, nobody ever knew they existed until Carrie Phillips went into the nursing home, and her lawyer, because she had a lawyer, Williams, I think, who was appointed to oversee her estate, went into the home, and as he was helping clean it out, he found these love letters. Now, after he was dead, she really had no reason not to tell people that she had these. She could have published them. The president's daughter with Nan Britton came out in the meantime, but Carrie Phillips never turned them over, and probably never would have, but she kept them. And they were never found until somebody went in after she was sent to the nursing home, and that's when they were found. So maybe it's a situation like that. Maybe it's just the person likes having it. I don't know, and just doesn't want to tell anybody.
Yeah, that'd be nice if that were it, because then there would still be a chance that they might tell somebody else, and then that person would turn it in. But I'm afraid it might be the opposite, that like she went into a nursing home but didn't have a close lawyer or somebody like that that took care of her stuff.
Do you think it stayed in Marion, or do you think this was an outside job?
No, I think it was probably Marion. It was probably just a kid, and then he didn't know what to do with it, and then he grew up and then passed away, and it just got lost. Lost her. Destroyed.
Well, I hope it shows back up. You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, it'd be nice. I mean, with that incentive, I mean, gee, that's a big incentive.
Well, $5,000, and to know that you're not going to be prosecuted by anybody, I think that's pretty good.
Right. Yes, I mean, the perfect scenario.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Now,
I'll let you go.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open here this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, now up to 72 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion, getting warmer as the day goes along here, as the morning goes along. Summer comes at 10:58 a.m. tomorrow morning. Well, do you think the Harding dog collar at this point is a lost cause? I don't know. You know, I think the more you talk about it, the better chance you have of it getting returned. I don't know if it'll get returned, but I certainly think the reward helps. I certainly think the more talk about no charges being pressed or prosecution helps. I don't know. I don't know. I don't believe it was melted down. I just never understood that. You go to all the trouble to steal it, to melt it down. Now that, I never really understood. So, I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on the Harding dog collar? Or did anybody ever hear anything about the Harding dog collar? Did you ever hear a story about this is what might have happened to it? This is maybe where it went? It could be in all kinds of weird places. You know, the person might have buried it. It did belong to a dog. Laddie boy. I don't know. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So again, Laddie Boy's dog collar is a topic here this morning. Tattoos. Why do so many people have tattoos? What's the psychological drive behind that? That's another topic here. And Gen Z telling people about their plastic surgery. That apparently is a new thing. People don't hide their plastic surgery anymore, or at least the young people don't. Is that a good or bad thing? What's that all about? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And you know, our friend Lee this morning brought up an interesting point. Years ago, when Michelle was still coming on the show pretty regularly, the owner of Stewart's Root Beer, there was talk of having a Scott Spears sandwich over there. And I think there was a great interest in this. I think people would have ran over there and ordered the sandwich, and the sales would have went way up. They would have through the roof. Because you would just say, give me the Scott Spears, and people would know what that is. And for some reason, we never got that done. And then I think that still should be done. So maybe there's a new goal in life for me to get that sandwich named after me. Because, well, you know, you never know when you're going to depart, and you've got to leave something behind. And what better thing to leave behind than a sandwich at the root beer stand? Now, here's my question. Would you like to have a sandwich named after me at the root beer stand? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning out there.
Yes.
How's the last full day of spring treating you on this June?
So far, so good.
Okay, that's good to hear. I have a proposal for the nature of the Scott Spears delectable sandwich.
Oh, go right ahead.
Well, include a pickle spear, of course. And do they have a liquor license? They should get one and include just like a shot of scotch, you know, because that kind of sounds like scotch.
Well, I'll tell you, it's interesting because they don't have a liquor license, and I am not much of a pickle person, to be honest. So the sandwich, now when I go there, the thing that I normally get is the shredded chicken sandwich. But it's my understanding that that is already named for somebody else because of the recipe. I think it came from the person who gave them the recipe. But I would maybe like take a hamburger with a tomato and mayonnaise and onion and lettuce. Now, see, that would be something that I would eat.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of something with a play on your name. Of course, I don't know what your middle name is. I could probably investigate. You're not going to tell anybody. It's E, so I'm thinking maybe Edward. That's not that interesting of a name, so I'm not sure what we could do with that.
But well, I don't know that
maybe,
even...
You know how Nate wears that really cool necklace? It's a microphone. You've seen that, right? Maybe just make the whole sandwich in the shape of a microphone. And maybe have a picture of Nate, because he likes sandwiches. Have him eating that sandwich wearing his microphone necklace.
Well, see, Nate will have to get his own sandwich. You know, I can only work on my sandwich.
Okay. But I thought that would be kind of cool. Just a radio theme with a, you know, I love puns, so... A play on words there, and maybe get one of those temporary liquor licenses so they can include a shot of scotch. It'll just kind of be a chaser for the pickle sphere.
Well, I just think their business would go up 100%.
Definitely a shot of scotch with a nice pickle spear on this big sandwich. I'd be the first in line to give that a try.
And you never know, somebody could show up with the Harding dog collar over there, order the sandwich, yeah. Drop off the collar, and there you go.
One of life's biggest mysteries, the Laddie Boy's collar.
Still going on. You know, we love a good mystery. We all love the ID channel, and we love our mysteries, so it's an ongoing mystery for sure.
I tend to think the person's still alive, but might have moved out of town, isn't aware of this reward.
You know, it could be, but the first time we did the reward, the $1,000, it went national. Now, I think what has really happened is the word about the prosecutor and the police chief saying they will not press charges, I think that word has not gotten out far enough. I think that's really what's causing the problem.
Yeah, well, I'm sure at some point it'll come to fruition, and we'll find out what's going on. For now, it's a point to ponder and excellent fodder for radio talk show material.
Well, that's why I think the more I talk about it, the more it's bound to get out, and I think that that's just one of those points to be made.
I would say. So, you like my concept of the Scott Spear sandwich? I mean, the microphone shape, because that's kind of like, almost like a hot dog type shape.
Well, maybe I'll just go with a hot dog, because, you know, I do like the Coney dogs over there, so maybe that could be named in recognition, and there you got your microphone shape. You don't have to do any special cuts or anything.
That certainly has a possibility or two, I would say.
You know, I'm up for anything at this point.
Hamburgers around the shape of the old pots on a radio board before they became sliders. So that's kind of like a hamburger shape. Maybe put little numbers on it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, for the level that you're putting the dials at. Is that kind of deep?
Well, I think it would be a lot of work for the people who are preparing the sandwich.
And of course, we would put it in a Kroger bag in honor of what some people think you do for a living. That goes without saying.
I think you're the only one who thinks that, Adam. I've never heard that from anybody else.
Well, it's amusing. Just for some reason, it makes me giggle. I really don't know why.
I know you'd be the only one.
I guess the way it was worded was just tickled a funny bone or two.
Now, Adam, do you have any thoughts on tattoos or plastic surgery?
You know, it's America, and that's part of what Americans like to do. I have one tattoo.
Okay. But now, I understand it's America.
You don't have any tattoos. I don't think you have any.
No, I don't. But
you don't have any piercings either.
Nope, no piercings. And
you're kind of a square, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I think that I'm what used to be called normal. I'm just getting it done with what I have.
I've never met a radio person who's normal, Scott. Come on, radio is not a field for those who are normal.
Oh, I think I've met radio people who are normal.
Okay, well, you'd be the exception, wouldn't you?
Well, no, I just think I've met. I'm not saying I'm normal, but I think I've met people who were normal. But my point is that I think there's some, as I've said all morning, I think there's some psychological distress with people who have tattoos. And I'm not saying it's a bad psychological distress, but I think it does something for them. It's something, I'm not sure what it is.
So these are young people. I mean, young people do show off their tattoos. People do that at all ages. But getting plastic surgery, like 20, 30, 35 years old?
Yeah, the story I read was that Gen Z is telling people about their plastic surgery, where the older generation did not tell people about their plastic surgery, and now so that's a difference in how people are dealing with their plastic surgery, which again, I don't really understand that, because if you got plastic surgery, isn't the point that people wouldn't know that you had it? I don't understand it.
It's good to leave them guessing. That's part of it, I would say.
Yeah, but why are people getting it done, first of all, that young? Because Gen Z would not be that old. And number two, is Botox plastic surgery?
Botox is an injection, so it's not plastic surgery technically, but it's kind of in that same umbrella of services. I'm thinking the younger people, I mean, you don't need a facelift if you're 25, 30 years old. Maybe they're getting a rhinoplasty or something that's not really related to getting older, or lips getting plumped, and that's more of an injection, but it's in that it's in that same category of services, I would say.
Well, I'm getting word here that tattoos don't fill any void. I think they meant fill, but they put feel. Tattoos don't fill any void. It's just art, just a symbol, nothing too complex.
Well, they fill a void in your skin where there's no tattoo there before.
Well, I'm just saying, of all things to do, to create a symbol or to be art, why on your skin? What is that? Why do that? And like we had Ryan call in hour number one. I hate to keep bringing this up, but his grandfather was professing his love to a woman named Lucy, and then Lucy flew the coop, and then he married a woman named Barb, and Barb had to look at Lucy's name years.
That's just a joke. You know, people have their ex's name tattooed, so maybe it's good if you get with someone with a common name, you know, maybe Mike or something, and just try to find another Mike, or getting with a female, find a Susan or Linda or some other common name, and at least that way you're not quite sure which person you're referring to, or just get one of that says mom or someone else that you'll never lose your affection for. And that's just kind of a joke, you know. You see that on social media, this conspicuous tattoo of an ex's name.
Well, I'm getting a thought here also online about the plastic surgery. It says, I think it's a thing like if someone says you look good, share your secrets. Help another person out. Don't make them think you look that way naturally because they don't.
Yeah, that's interesting. Actually, when I was at a client's on Sunday, her friend was over, and she gave me a big compliment on my skin. I'm regularly complimented on my skin.
Did you tell her you use oil of Olay every day?
No, I don't use oil of Olay, actually. But I told her the most important thing, especially me, a light-complected white boy, is you use sunscreen and keep sun exposure down. That's the first line of defense. So that's what I mentioned to her.
Now, I thought we've discussed this and that you're in oil of Olay every day.
I don't use oil of Olay.
Oh, okay.
Not that it's not a good product, not that I've never used it, but it's not what I currently use.
So do people, here's, I guess, the point of this. It's interesting how the tattoos and the plastic surgery do come together in the end. People don't really want to look like themselves because tattoos alter your appearance in a way, and so do plastic surgery, clearly.
I think it's human nature, Scott, to not be totally satisfied with your existing looks and try to modify them. And a lot of it is just, I think, self-nurturing. Again, the sunscreen that I'm so fervent about.
But that's not plastic surgery. I'm talking about
it's skin care, and you don't need to go under the knife, so to speak. There are things that you can do on your own. You bring up a good point. Injections aren't technically plastic surgery, but they're under the same umbrella. So maybe they're referring to that.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is if you have injections and if you have tattoos, are you really looking like yourself? So if somebody says you look good, is that a compliment to you, or is that to your people?
It's almost like a permanent form of jewelry or something else that you have on your body that isn't necessarily clothing. And people get permanent makeup, a permanent eyeshadow, which is basically a tattoo. I'm thinking of a tattoo, just a picture of something or some phrase on your arm or your leg or your back or some other common place for a tattoo. So, I mean, there are gray areas here, Scott.
And you know, here's a question for you.
To present ourselves, and it's kind of an people get it all over the country, and there are tattoos for religious purposes or something other than just vanity. And it's fun, you know. A lot of people say that they get one tattoo, they get kind of addicted to it, and people get multiple piercings, and sometimes it looks tacky, sometimes it looks kind of cool.
Well, we'll have to see as it goes on, but I think they're two interesting topics this morning.
And just that younger people are doing it, and, you know, it's part of the American way, I guess. We like to be creative. I think that there's an art to tattoos and piercings. And to me, I personally like them, but sometimes there's too much. It depends on the person. Some people, they look better on some people than others. Yeah, mine, of course, look awesome on me, but, and despite my very minimal artistic instinct and ability. And so it's something that you can kind of analyze when you meet somebody. It's something you can describe somebody and a compliment. And with piercings, if you don't like your particular item that's currently piercing your body, you can, of course, get another one. But with tattoos, not much you can do about it. You can get them touched up, of course.
Well, there you go.
So, yeah, why don't you get a tattoo, Scott?
I don't think so.
Get a collage of all your favorite celebrities that you've talked to.
Well, I think we'll have to pass on that, but it's an interesting subject. And I appreciate you calling in this morning.
Okay, have a nice day.
All right, 47 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. Remember, if you get the busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so call on in, 740-751-4038. Well, I'm not getting any tattoos, but here's the thing. If you're doing the plastic surgery and you're doing the tattoos, these are both altering your appearance. Now, how would you look if you didn't do these things? Are you not comfortable with the natural look of yourself? Now, here's something else, and I'm going to be careful as I say this. Now, if you have a tattoo on your back, or you have a tattoo, as we talked about earlier, on your rib cage. Now, something that is not seen easily, but do you tell people before you, like, go to the beach or something, that they're there? Because that could shock somebody. You know, let's say you're going on a date with somebody, and, you know, they can't see those tattoos. Do you tell them beforehand? And also, would you tell the person who you're on a date with that you've had plastic surgery, that you've had Botox? Or do you do that so they won't know that you had Botox? Now, I think helping maybe like a friend who's a girl out, or helping another guy out, or helping your friends, now that's a little different when you tell them your secrets to Botox and all that. But would you tell somebody who you're involved with that it was phony? And do we call it phony? I don't know. 49 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What an interesting conversation we've had here this morning. Now, I'm also apparently hearing that castor oil on the skin can help out. Now, again, I don't know. Maybe so. I guess it's all preference. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, we're about 24 hours away from summer. Comes at 10:58 a.m. tomorrow, June the 21st. All right. So with 10 minutes left, if you've held on to your opinion through the entire show, or you'd like to voice something else, even if you've already called in, feel free. This is your chance. What do you think about tattoos? What do you think about plastic surgery? What do you think about the Harding dog collar? Is it ever going to show back up? $5,000. No charges pressed against you. All topics on the table here this morning with about 10 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, I'm just telling you, after 41 years, Pat Sajak is leaving the Wheel of Fortune, and we just don't need Ryan Seacrest hosting that thing. He hosts enough. We don't need any Ryan Seacrest. So I believe that I should take it over. Simple as that. I'll bring entertainment value to that show like it's never had before. That's all you need to know. So I don't know. Do you tell people? There's the thought. Do you tell people that you have these tattoos, and do you tell people that you've had Botox or plastic surgery? Is it a fear of anything? You know, we're back to the psychologicals of this. Is it a fear of getting older? Is that plastic surgery? Is that Botox? Is that what the idea is of looking as maybe what we would say old? Is that the idea? Is it tattoos, which I think do have a psychological meaning, because I'm not sure it's art. Because if you wanted art, couldn't you just get a picture and hang it on the wall? Wouldn't that be a lot less invasive than having your skin forever changed for the rest of your life? Because, you know, God willing, let's say you make it to 75 or 80 or 85 or even 90. Now, are you really wanting to still look at that tattoo, wherever it is? And people do get addicted. People do get addicted to these things, plastic surgery and tattoos. It's a whole different world. All right, 740-751-4038. Any final thoughts on this today? 52 minutes past the hour, 72 degrees, and sunny skies here in Marion. Any parting thoughts from anybody today on these subjects? Speak now, as they say, or forever hold your peace. Have you ever wondered why do they still say that at weddings? Speak now or forever hold your peace. And what if you spoke now? Does that bring the wedding to a halt? Does anybody object to this union? And you say, well, I do. I think that's bad news. All right, here we go. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Okay, I was changing the subject. I didn't know if anybody had heard about this. It was in the Marion Star about Stand By Your Veterans Day for July 1st.
You know, I had heard a little bit about this. Now, tell people what that's about.
Okay, it's about the banners. The military banners that are around town.
Right.
Okay, here, let me read a little bit of it. It says, Stand By Your Veterans event is scheduled for July 1st, according to Terry Klein, owner and operator of Challenge Productions and staunch supporter of the banner campaign. Family and friends of veterans depicted on the banners are asked to gather at the location of the banner for 1 hour from 11:30 to 12:30, Saturday, July 1st. It's to honor your veteran that you have up on the banner and to honor all veterans.
So on Saturday, July the 1st, now what time was that again?
11:30 to 12:30.
You find the banner of your veteran and the family stands under it for an hour.
I was going to try to get as many of my immediate family together and maybe take a picture of ourselves, one of those selfies and post it maybe on Facebook. I don't know if that's what they're wanting us to do.
Yeah, because I wonder what, it's nice to go do that for an hour, but are you supposed to do something else involved with that?
Yeah, that was my question, because it didn't say in the article, and I just wondered, is that what they want you to do, to post it yourself or whatever? I hadn't heard much more about it, so I just wondered if anybody else knew anything.
Yeah, so Saturday, July 1st, at 11:30, you find the veteran who is posted. And a lot of those veterans are still alive, so maybe if you can bring the veteran along, that's good as well. And you stand.
Mine's not.
Right, and you stand under the sign for an hour, 11:30 to 12:30, and that's in significance of the veteran.
Yes, to honor the veterans, yeah.
Well, that sounds good. Well, hey, maybe somebody else knows some information. Thanks for the info.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open here, 55 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know anything about the veterans campaign, the banner campaign, going on July the 1st? Now, 11:30 in the morning on July the 1st, you find the banner of the veteran that you have on the pole, and you stand under that veteran for an hour, 11:30 to 12:30 on Saturday, July the 1st. And that's in honor of that veteran. I guess. But we're not sure if there's anything more to be done with that. If you are supposed to take a picture, are you supposed to... You know, a lot of those banners are out on Route 95. It might be difficult to stand under some of those, depending on where the banner is. I don't know. Hope it's all okay. I mean, you know, I think it will be okay. I don't think it'd be a big issue. But if anybody has any more information on this, give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 57 minutes past the hour here on this last day of spring, 2023. Well, you know, I guess we'll be under spring tomorrow at the time we do this show. It'll still be spring in the morning. So summer does not come tomorrow till 10:58 a.m. So when I'm on, it'll still be spring. We'll have another show in spring. Any thoughts on the Harding dog collar? $5,000 reward. No charges being pressed. Or the conversation we've had all morning. Why do people get tattoos? Why do people get plastic surgery? What's it all about? Is it psychological? Who knows? And I still believe I should have a sandwich named after me at Stewart's Root Beer. I believe that's the one goal in life I need to accomplish before I depart the planet. And the takeover Wheel of Fortune. Because, again, we do not want Ryan Seacrest taking over another show. He has enough shows. That's it. We don't need any more shows with Ryan Seacrest. It's too much. Now, there was something else as time ticks away here. The fair. We'll be at the fair. Now, I don't know yet exactly how we're going to be at the fair because, as I said earlier in hour number one, I don't think we're going to be doing the morning show from the fair because, number one, there's not a lot of people there at that time of the morning at the fair. And number two, certain buildings don't open until certain times. So a lot of the buildings don't open until 9 o'clock, so doing the morning show from there might be a little difficult. So more than likely, what will happen is the week of the fair, and we'll give you plenty of notice for this, the week of the fair, we will tell you when we're going to be there. It'll probably be during a certain hour period of the day. And again, at the fair, we'll have guests and we'll have giveaways because... we can't take phone calls when we're over at the fair, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's been several years since I've been able to go and do the fair properly, so I'm looking forward to it. And as I say, you run into everybody at the fair, and that's always a lot of fun. You run into the politicians. You run into the people who are doing the animals. You run into a lot of people, and we love to talk to those people. We always bring the politicians on. We bring the kids on who are showing the animals. It's always fun. I'm always fascinated by all that. And I'm also fascinated by how time flew today, because we are now out of time for this day. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The place where guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen Thomas.
Helen, how do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not, and then you consider the source.
And then just
I just made up that answer.